He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the March 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, which is headquartered in San Diego, California. But right now I am in St. Louis, Missouri, overlooking Busch Stadium. Boy, I wish I could put a shot of that in there. Boy, the history there, the rich history of baseball, especially this time of year, first day of spring, fresh cut grass, you know, the sound of the ball hitting that wooden bat. It'll all be happening soon here at the Busch Stadium, and the hotel that I'm staying in has memorabilia all over the place of those St. Louis Cardinals, which I'm sure the Atlanta fans are happy about. Of course, we don't like St. Louis too much either in San Diego. They seem to knock us out of the playoffs. When we do make it to the playoffs, which isn't very often in San Diego, we inevitably get knocked out by the Cardinals. So, but be that as it may, a lot of history right here in St. Louis. What's happening with the markets right now? Well, the S&P 500 is down about 3 points to start the week. We're at 1874, but we are above that 1850 level that we were struggling with for almost 3 or 4 months. We've broke through there. What does that mean? I want to talk about that today. The Dow, it's down 58 points, which isn't bad because China was down almost 3% overnight. Who's kept you out of the emerging markets? I have, and those emerging markets continue to do terrible. Do not go near the emerging markets yet. The NASDAQ down a couple points, but the NASDAQ's actually almost green right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, interest rates continue to rise. We're now at 2.8% on the bond market. Gold's had a little bump here so far this year. Where is gold right now, however, on the leaderboard amongst the asset classes? Well, we're going to take a look at that here in a moment because this is the beginning of the week. And at the beginning of the week, I like to look at the big picture of the market. Instead of talking about individual stocks, which we will a little bit later in the show, for now I like to take a look at the big picture of the market. Because the big picture of the market helps us adjust our portfolios accordingly right now. We celebrated over the weekend. I don't know how you celebrated at your home, but it was the 5-year anniversary of the current bull market, which began in March of 2009. And we've talked about it a lot here on the air. Will we make it to year number 6? Will we make it to year number 7? Only time will tell. We take it a day at a time. We take it a week at a time. We take it a sector at a time. We take it an asset class at a time. And we take it one investment at a time. And when I get done with my show here, even though I'm visiting a city here with lots to see, until the market closes, I'll be going through all my accounts, all my holdings, make sure every single one has been covered. Here's a couple of facts about bull markets that you might want to know. In fact, I went over some numbers over the weekend in my newsletter. Over the last 5 years, since we hit that March 9th low of 666, 2009 on the S&P 500, we have averaged 23% per year for the last 5 years. Now, on the one hand, that can be a very worrisome number. You say, why should I worry about 23% returns that we've had in the market over the last 5 years? Because we've had 10 years worth of returns in just 5 years. That's one way of looking at it. In fact, I did the math. In order to get back to a usual, more norm number of 8 to 10% per year over the next, for a 10-year period of time, we'd actually have to be negative over the next 5 years in order for this particular 10-year period of time, which would cover 2009 to 2019, in order to get back to that 8 to 10% area. That's scenario number one. And if that were the case, 5 years from now, the S&P 500 would be about 1,700. Well, that doesn't sound like any fun. We're over 1,800 now. You mean to tell me, Gunderson, that 5 years, the S&P has the potential to be at 1,725? And the answer to that is yes. That's the bad scenario. The other scenario is this, and I ran the numbers on this one, being the mathematician, having the mathematical mind that I was blessed with from birth. I also ran the numbers on the last 10 years, which the market has averaged about 5% per year. That's way under the norm of the market. Over the last 10 years, instead of averaging the usual 8 to 10% that the S&P has performed at over the long, long haul, instead it's only averaged 5%. So in order to catch up, the next 5 years would have to average 23% again. And then we would have a decade that is back in that normal realm of 8 to 10%. And where would the S&P 500 if that were the case? Well, we would be somewhere, let's see, I got the number right here. We would be somewhere in the 5,400 area 5 years from now. And obviously the answer probably lies somewhere in between. But I think the point of all of this is it's impossible to predict where the market will be 5 years from now. We either follow the path of snapping back more towards the norm after a five-year outperformance, which is the scenario that I see. I don't see 23% per year for the next 5 years. I really don't. You know, I think snapping back more towards the norm of that 8 to 10% makes more sense to me. And on the other hand, I don't see another 5 years of 23% per year. So I think the answer lies somewhere in the middle. I'm not in the business of making market predictions. Leave that to the prognosticators, and there's plenty of them out there trying to guess where the market will be 5 years from now. But this I do know. We're still in the fifth year. We begin the sixth year today of a bull market. And a bull market is not over until it's over. Some say that the markets run in seven-year cycles. I've always kind of gone along with that theory. And if you take a look, our last bear market was in 2008. The bear market before that was in 2001. We also had a bear market right around the 1994 area, 7 years apart. Well, if the bull market began in 2009 of March, we're looking at the next bear market in 2016, meaning we have still a couple of years of smooth sailing, right? I don't know. But that's where a seven-year cycle would take us. Some would also say that with the seven-year cycles of the market, they've been pretty accurate over the years. But here's the problem. We don't know what we don't know. Who knew that in 2007 and 2008, the financial sector would absolutely collapse? And who knows what's going to happen next week or next month or next year? Maybe Russia and the U.S. finally come to a head in that Cold War that we've been anticipating for all these many years, which we thought there was never a chance of it happening again. And now here we are butting heads with Russia, a resurgent Russia once again. So, you know, the best that we can do, and my advice to you, is we take it a day at a time. We take it a week at a time. We take it a stock at a time. We invest in the very best stocks now, and we remain very, very vigilant. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about where we are in the markets right now and how vigilant we should be. Should we be a little bit more vigilant than normal? Where are the hot areas of the market right now? Are they still hot? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're broadcasting live from St. Louis today, home of those St. Louis Cardinals who've got a little bit of baseball history. We look around the pictures on the walls here at the hotel, which is right next to the ballpark, and boy, there are some great, who can forget the Lou Brock and Bob Gibson, a lot of the players that I grew up watching back when the World Series seemingly was bigger than life every year. And I looked up at the stadium and I looked at the national or world champions. There was probably about 12 of those things hanging. Nothing like the Yankees, but probably about 12 different years where the Cardinals were world champions. We don't have one of those in San Diego. Not one. But this is our year. We can always hope and pray. We have been to the World Series twice. We got clobbered both times. All right, I know. But hope springs eternal. All right, back to the markets for a moment. We talked about the S&P 500 for quite some time. Did we get cut off? Did we get cut off? Okay, am I back on my... Okay. Okay, we're okay. Well, you never know. Sometimes I hear some music. Maybe I'm hearing voices in my head. Never know. The S&P 500 has been below its trading range. It's been above its trading range. Right now, we're above the trading range. We broke through that 1850 level. And you know what? It really looked last week like we were off to the races. And I even raised the green flag on the radio show for one day. But the green flag officially comes out of my pocket when I write the newsletter on the weekends. Did I keep that green flag flying in the breeze, or did I put it back in my pocket? Let's take a look. You know what? Even though that S&P 500 broke through that 1850 level last week, guess what? We got hit with another Ukrainian situation, and now the markets are in a little bit of a tizzy once again, a little bit of a quandary, a little bit of uncertainty out there, which markets don't like. In addition to this, China continues to reel. China was down another 3% last night. That's not a good sign. I don't know that the market's going to take off here, our U.S. markets, and head for the off to the races once again with all of this happening in the world. But we need more evidence before we declare this a green flag, coast clear, full speed ahead, pedal to the metal type of situation. We need to next look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Dow. Well, the Dow hasn't cleared its resistance level. The Dow is still trading within its trading range. It needs to get through 16,600 in order for it to clear the ceiling that's been placed on the Dow for now. Suffice it to say that the Dow is still struggling in a sideways trend. And as I've said many times, the Dow depends on a robust global economy. Not only does it depend on a robust global economy for these multinational companies, it also depends on a bunch of countries around the world getting along with each other. And right now we have two of the biggest economies in the world at odds with each other. So in the meantime, the Dow meanders in a sideways course. We next look at the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ's been the leading index in the world for how long now? At least 15 months. The NASDAQ is all those four-letter words, all those four-letter symbols, whether they're social media, whether they're biotech, whether they're semiconductors, whether they're software companies. The NASDAQ, as of last Thursday, was hitting a new 13-year high. It's the one index in the world, along with the S&P 500, that is hitting a new high. Okay, that's a good sign. That's a good thing. So as we weigh the scale here towards red flag, yellow flag, green flag, let's tip it a little bit towards the green here with the NASDAQ that's hitting new 13-year highs. But on the other side of the equation, don't forget, all of a sudden you've got the Ukrainian situation, which, you know, I knew when he ended his drills, his military drills in the Crimean Peninsula. There's more to this situation.
Okay, apparently we keep losing our connection here. We're trying a technology on the iPhone that doesn't seem to work too well, but we're back. Let's next take a look at the NASDAQ again, which has been hitting new highs for the last about 13 years or so. It said, well, since 2008 for the last 5 years, but now we're clear up to 4,400 on the NASDAQ, hitting new highs. That's definitely a big factor on the side of the bulls right now. The NASDAQ continues to be the leading asset class in the world. But we still can't raise a green flag. Here's the reason why. We have a Dow that is going sideways, that still has resistance facing it. We have an S&P 500 that is hitting new highs, but all of a sudden has retreated a little bit and is worried about the situation in the Ukraine. We do have a NASDAQ that's hitting new highs, but I'll tell you where we're going to get our real clues from, and that's when we take a look at the ranking of the 33 asset classes that I rank on a daily basis. When we come back, let's see where those asset classes are currently. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're broadcasting live from St. Louis, Missouri here today, overlooking the Busch Stadium, home of the St. Louis Cardinals, a team that if the Padres ever make it to the playoffs by some chance, we always get knocked out by the Cardinals, it seems like. I've seen more than my share of the Cardinals over the years, but you know what? My hat's off to a great organization, much like a company with a great CEO, that produces returns for his shareholders or her shareholders year after year after year after year. My hat's off to a well-run St. Louis Cardinal organization that seems to be in the playoffs more than their share of the time over the years. So all we got to do is look a few hours north of here at the Chicago Cubbies, and you'll see the difference in management and organizations and putting winning teams on the field. And you as an investor, you want to put a winning team on the field. You want to put the very best investments that you possibly can at any given time on the field. Why should it be any different? Why should you want to own mediocrity? I don't think so. I think you want to own the very, very best. Where are the very, very best right now? Well, we've determined this as we look at the big picture of the market right now. The green flag came out for like one day last week. Did I keep it up for the weekend? Well, let's take a look. We have an S&P 500 that broke out a week and a half ago, but is now stalled out again. I just don't think Putin is done in the Ukraine. We have a Dow that is now still struggling in a sideways trend, needs to get through 16,600 for that to break out to new all-time highs. I don't know if I see that right around the corner. We have a NASDAQ that has been strong, but I mentioned in my newsletter over the weekend, it has that look of kind of a tired index that might be getting ready to take a pause. Well, let's take a look at the leading asset classes in the world right now. This has been the biggest help to us over the last 15 months. More than anything, being in the right asset classes and being out of bonds, being out of gold, being out of the emerging markets, I've only owned one asset class over the last 15 months, and that has been domestic U.S. stocks. But what about now, you say? Is it time to desert our domestic U.S. stocks? We just celebrated a five-year anniversary of new highs of this bull market that's been going on since 2009. Well, here's your leading asset classes as we sit here today, 10 weeks into the new year. At the top, U.S. small cap value. Number two, U.S. micro caps. Number three, U.S. small cap growth. Number four, U.S. NASDAQ. Number five, U.S. mid cap growth. Number six, U.S. mid cap value. You see something in common. The leading asset class in the world is still U.S. stocks. And more particularly, it's still the small and the mid caps and those four letter words, those four letter symbols that reside in the NASDAQ. Until further notice, I have no exposure to the bond market. We now have the 10-year yield at 2.8%. I have no exposure to the emerging markets. China's down another 3% overnight. It's been going down for 3 years now. And we still have no exposure to anything commodity related, including gold and silver. Now, I'm going to have a real good time this evening and tomorrow when I meet with four of my colleagues from around the country. Scottrade has selected five advisory firms from around the country to be on their advisory council. I'm one. I looked at what the other four firms do for a living, what kind of style they employ. Three of them are asset allocators. One is a deep value investor. And then down at the end of the table is Gunderson, a guy that invests in only the top asset classes at any given point in time, a guy that despises asset allocation. We're going to all have to get along. I'm going to have to keep my mouth shut to some extent. I don't want to ruffle any feathers. And I'm a guy that doesn't stay fully invested all the time. So it'll be interesting to hear the different views from these different advisory firms. They represent pretty much all the geographic areas of America. I'm down there in the Southwest where the radicals are. I saw another one from the Northeast up in the Oregon area. Well, we broadcast in Seattle every day. And we also had one, I think, from the Chicago area, and then there's a couple from back east. But they do things a little bit differently than I do at Gunderson Capital Management. If they heard my radio show, they would probably not invite me to the meeting. I'd have to sit out inside in another room or down the hallway or whatever. But I'm there. And I'm going to give my opinions, doggone it, because I don't believe in staying fully invested all the time. There's 33 different asset classes to choose from. I suppose a prudent person would put 3% of their portfolio in all 33 asset classes. Yeah, let's cover the small cap U.S. stocks. Let's cover the micro caps. Let's cover the mid caps and the large caps. But let's cover those emerging markets. And let's cover those real estate-related areas of the market. And let's cover preferred stocks. And let's not leave out the high-yield junk bonds or the high-quality corporates or those treasuries. No, not me. I'm not going to put $2 to win on every horse in the race. I'm going to do my math, my homework, my studies, and I'm going to look at my asset class rankings, and I'm going to focus Gunderson Capital Management's money on the very best asset classes in the world, which continue to be U.S. stocks. Now, you say, well, you've got a guy there on your panel. He's a value investor. He probably, that's all he owns is U.S. stocks. I have a problem with pure value investing. And I'm sure when I pick his brain and talk to him a little bit, I'm sure he's going to own a lot of the usual suspects that are currently trading at low P.E. ratios, low price-to-book value ratios, low price-to-sales ratios, and they're stocks that are out of favor. Instead, I own stocks that are in favor, that are flourishing right now. And I'm sure he'll hold his nose when I talk about some of the stocks that I own. And I'm sure that I'll hold my nose and cover my eyes and my ears when I hear about some of the stocks that he owns. Because I'm pretty sure I'll hear Cisco and whatever else. I see problems with pure value investing. And I see problems with pure momentum investing. For that reason, I like to take the best of both disciplines. I don't like to pay up for stocks. You know that one half of my equation in selecting stocks is valuation. The other half is performance. Therefore, I buy stocks that are flourishing that still make some sense from a value point of view. And right now, I'm selecting from amongst stocks listed on the United States of America stock exchanges. I have no exposure to any other asset classes. And as we begin the third month of 2014, here's the worst asset classes you can be invested in. And I'm sure my asset allocation friends will totally disagree with me, but I still believe that we're in a rising interest rate environment. Why would I want to own bonds? I don't. And they're still in the bottom eight ranked asset class. Why do I want to own precious metals? I don't. Why do I want to own emerging markets? I don't. Not until they raise back up into the top tier of my asset class rank. This is Bill Gunderson, the Rebel. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, broadcasting from the shores of the Mississippi River, the mighty Mississippi as it flows through St. Louis, separating Missouri from Illinois, and the Busch Stadium right outside my hotel room window here, where lots of history has been made over the years, and where the Padres have lost more than their share of games. It seems like when we come to St. Louis, you can just kiss those games off, you know. But we try. We try. We don't quite have the history. We've only been around, let's see, 31, 44 years as a baseball team. Not the whatever St. Louis has been, probably 100 by now. I don't know. But let's take a look. Here's what we're doing today. We're taking a look at the market. Is it all clear? Is it time to put the foot on the accelerator? I mean, after all, the S&P 500 broke through that 1850 level last week. And after all, we're now in the sixth year. We're beginning the sixth year of a new bull market. And after all, we had a market that was up 29% last year. Not if you were an asset allocator, however. I've reminded you many times that a 50-50 bond stock mix only got you 6.2% last year. And I'm going to remind my asset allocation friends sitting at the around the board tomorrow at Scott Trade headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri, of why I'm not an asset allocator. Look, they can do whatever they want to do. I don't really care. I'm going to do what I think is best. And my app has kept me in the right asset classes for a long time. In fact, I was figuring out this bull market has averaged 23% per year over the last 5 years. And I looked where my business was 5 years ago, and this hasn't all been from gains, but it's also been from money coming in. My business has grown by 50% per year over the last 5 years, and I haven't done it by being an asset allocator. Therefore, I still believe that the best asset class in the world are U.S. stocks for now. If you disagree with me, go ahead. Buy the emerging markets. Go ahead. Invest in the bond market. What are you going to do when the United States stops buying bonds, which they're already doing? They're tapering. Do you think bonds can stand on their own then? It doesn't look like it. The 10-year yield's already back up to 2.80%. Let's take a look next at the sectors of the market, and then we'll declare whether or not to put the green flag back up. I've had the yellow flag flying since December 31st. Of last year. I've had the green flag flying now for 10 weeks, cautioning people to be a little bit careful in this market. Have I been right so far? We've already had a round trip of down 7% on the market and then back to even. I would say using caution during that period of time was the right call. Let's next take a look at the leading sectors in the world. Nothing has changed there. It's still the same four, call it five sectors that have led the market for 15 months now. Number one, pharmaceuticals. Number two, biotech. Number three, internet. Number four, aerospace. And number five, healthcare. Those are still the leading sectors in the world. not only am I focused still on U.S. stocks, I'm also narrowly focused in the right sectors in the market for now. But as always, I have one foot in the door and one foot out of the door. And being centered in these right asset classes and these right sectors over the last 15 months has helped me tremendously. It's helped me to some outsized returns here at Gunderson Capital Management. How are those sectors holding up today? They're still number one, but they look a little tired to me. And here's the bottom line. I have a short leash on everything I own still. I was ready to put the green flag up. I'm going to keep the yellow flag up for now. This just has the look of a market that's going to have a lot of false starts this year, and then something comes along, whether it's a bad economic report, whether it's China, whether it's the Ukraine. I just cannot, with a clear conscience, take the green flag out of my pocket and wave it back and forth and give the all clear sign. I am 75% invested right now. The other 25% is sitting in cash. That's unusual for me. I've been as high as 60% cash this year. I found a lot of things. I put money back to work. But you know what? Have you ever seen a short leash? Have you ever seen a tight hold on a horse, tight reins? Keep a close watch, be exceptionally vigilant, because you know if you're not careful, that horse can get away from you, or that dog can go cause trouble. I'm keeping a very tight leash, very tight reins, and a very close watch on absolutely everything I own right now. Yes, we did hit new highs on the S&P 500 a week and a half ago, but I don't see it taking off. I see it poking its head above ground and looking around and saying, over here is the Ukraine, over here are the emerging markets which continue to submerge, over here is the Fed tapering, over here are rising interest rates, over here is China that's slowing down. And I just don't see the S&P 500 saying, let's go. It's time to take off again like we did in 2013. I just don't see that right now. I think more than ever, it's a stock picker's market. You've got to throw your darts very, very carefully. I think a shotgun blast at the market through index funds is a tough way to go right now. What do you do if this thing starts to roll over and you're in an index fund? Well, you can sell that index fund, but then you're defeating the purpose, because index fund investors believe in being invested all the time. Yes, I'm cautiously bullish on this market. I have a 75% position right now, but I have a very, very tight leash on everything that I own. What do I own? Well, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll talk about a few of those. I'm 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or I'm pwstreet.com. Get my newsletter. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.